Police procedurals are the spaghetti and meatballs of television programming, with so many permutations of laws and orders, CSIs, and wisecracking cops you can practically see yellow crime scene tape stretched around the primetime schedule. Sergeant Derek Pacifico spent more than 2 decades on the San Bernardino County Police Department in California, responding to emergency calls and walking a beat. He's investigated close to 200 murders, shootings, and other crime cases. Now he hopes to teach novelists and screenwriters how to bring a little more realism into their crime stories. He has a company called Crime Writers Consultations and will be running a course called The Writer's Homicide School in October in Southern California. Sergeant Pacifico recently retired from the force. He now lives in Knoxville, Tennessee. He joins us from member station WUOT. Sergeant, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thanks very much for having me.
So when you're flipping through the channels at home and a cop show comes on, what makes you cringe?
Well, the number one thing I see in crime scenes is there are people just trampling all over the place. Everybody is touching something, and there's just lots of discussions and stomping around right inside of a crime scene that we would never allow.
Anything else occur to you?
It's surprising to me how many people believe that most suspects will invoke their right and remain silent when, in fact, they don't.
Gee, what's the psychology behind that, do you think?
The crooks think they're smarter than the cops. They've rehearsed their story and their alibi, and they got to get it out. And they're hoping that if they waive their rights and speak to us, they'll be able to baffle us and we'll leave them alone and walk away.
Can you recall a scene that you think really gets it right?
Yeah, there's a scene in NYPD Blue. You know, there are a lot of things that procedurally probably aren't correct, but there's this great scene where the character Detective Sipowicz comes in to re-interview a guy who's been since put in a holding cell.
Brought you some coffee. You like it with cream and sugar?
Yeah, it's good.
It's a hell of a place to lock anybody up. Gotta go to John?
Nah, I'm okay.
I'm Detective Sipowicz. Have a seat.
The suspect, who's a rape suspect, is looking at Detective Sipowicz like, wow, this is kind of weird. You're being all nice to me and whatnot. And that's actually very true. That's how we do it. The rest of the scene, you know, he violates, you know, a couple of constitutional amendments by beating him and throwing him against the wall. And that's kind of where the wheels come off the wagon with the truth. But it's good fiction TV, and it's a good twist on good cop versus bad cop, all in the same character.
How do shows use lingo? Because it seems to me, I must say, as a practiced watcher of procedurals, that they have to use just enough lingo to sound authentic, but not so much nobody knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's a fine line. There is definitely a vernacular in law enforcement that is regional. On the West Coast, we call them suspects. On the East Coast, I think they call them perps, or maybe even that's just the New York or New England region.
Perps, not short for perpetrators.
Yeah, short for perpetrator. And for a long time, our crime scene investigators weren't called crime scene investigators. They were crime scene analysts or forensic specialists and whatnot. And just about everybody has now changed their scientific investigations division to be called CSI. Because you gotta yeah. Answer the phone, CSI, Smith.
Have you had screenwriters, aspiring novelists or actors say to you, well, what kind of person is a cop? Why do they do it?
Yeah, a lot of people get into it for different reasons. First of all, I mean, if anyone says they didn't get into law enforcement to drive a police car fast with the lights and siren and come screeching into a parking lot sideways and jump out and tackle a guy, they're lying to you. I mean, there's all the greater noble reasons, but come on, man, really? That's why we do it. It's fun.
Derek Pacifico, retired sergeant from the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department in California. He now runs Crime Writers Consultations and trains novelists and screenwriters on how to write valid, good, honest crime stories. Sergeant, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
You have the right to remain silent while listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.